Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
There's a redemptive language that'll take you over and get you across and get you through. Yeah. Now, the more you put that language inside, the more the language is going to come outside. You see, because what happens is, if I've got a language of defeat, which I was brought up with, I better learn how to change the words and the belief system. And the only way I'm going to learn the victorious language is by going to the Word of God, because faith comes how? By hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You see, faith comes by, Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing. I wish it was once. I wish it was once off. If I heard the word once and I had it, wouldn't that be awesome? We need to speak like God speaks. He's moving forward, always moving forward, always improving, increasing. He can't improve or increase, but he wants you to improve and increase and get the lifestyle that he's prepared for you. He doesn't want you to be defeated. He wants you to be so victorious so that you can forget about concentrating on you and concentrate on the world out there that needs you. Amen. Amen. We need to do that. Amen. And speaking the language of redemption will radically change your thinking process. You'll start thinking differently. You won't think the same way. You'll start thinking and believing differently. And then you'll start seeing different results. When you speak in faith, you'll see different results. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us. Listen, when you speak like God speaks, you will see overflow. You'll see overflow. When you speak like God speaks, you will see overflow. I got tired of saying I'm broke. I started saying what he said. I made you prosperous. That's what he said. I started saying that. I started saying that. And it wasn't that long before I started seeing prosperity coming my way. I used to get sick all the time and I spoke it out of my mouth. Oh my God, I was so proud. I was like a prophet. I'm going to get flu. And I got flu. I'm going to get measles. I got measles. I'm getting sick. I'm broke. I'm miserable. Oh, I could say all those words and I was seeing what I was speaking. And then I changed what I was believing by the word of God, and I overthrew and I overturned what the devil meant for bad in my life by speaking what I wanted to see. You got to speak what you want to see. Stop speaking what you don't want to see. You see, you want the dog, but you call the cat. Ain't going to work. You got to speak what you want to see. Say, speak what I want to see. Amen. Watch this. I am. I mean, you can add a whole lot of things beyond that. Besides God is the great I am, right? We know that he told Moses when they said, what shall we say? Who shall we say sent us to free the Israelites from Egyptian slavery? Who shall we say they sent us? And he said, I am. I am. Well, I am what? Well, God is everything you ever need. His healing, his prosperity, his peace, his joy, his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding, his regeneration, his new birth, he's everything, right? So the words that go behind I am in your own life are pretty powerful and important. And I've got a picture for that one. Let's see if it came up. There you go. I am, two of the most powerful words for what you put after them shapes your reality. That's why we say, and we boldly proclaim every day, I am who God says I am. I have what God says I have. I can do what God says I do. I am a child of God. I am made righteous by God. I am the head, I'm not the tail. I am above, I'm not beneath. I am prosperous, I'm not broke. I am healthy, I'm not sick. That's the language of redemption. Now you might say, well, I'll talk like that. Add on the bottom sometimes. Because you know that you don't. You know, when the chips are down and the pressure's on, you start saying what you're seeing. But the problem is you're saying what you're seeing, and what you're seeing is not what you want. So you've got to change what you're saying in order to see what you want. And the gospel of Jesus Christ is a supreme language. It's a supreme language of power, of love, of faith, of victory, of blessing. That's the language of Christ. You never heard Jesus speak the negative words that we speak. Do you remember those words of Jesus? All in red, if you got the Bible with red. Every time Jesus spoke, he never spoke negative. She's sleeping. She's not dead. Ho, 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 ho. That's what they did, right? The girl was dead. She was dead, right? dead. I'm talking dead. Don't bother the master. Dead. Amen. And he says, chuck them all out. Let me, you, go inside. I don't want no negativity around me. That's what Jesus was saying. I don't want to take anybody who's going to have a negative outlook. I'm going to go in there with someone who stands with me in faith and believes. That's why you better watch out who you pray with. The Bible says, where two of you agree as touching anything in the earth, it shall be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. Right? Matthew 18:19. But not everybody agrees with you. Some people don't want you to be successful. Some people don't want you to make or be successful in the business or be healthy, because then it makes them look bad. You better check who you pray with. I'm telling you. The best person is your spouse, to be quite honest with you, if you've got a good relationship. Amen. Amen. And so it's a supreme language of victory. You can change everything about your life. You can change what you're seeing, what you're experiencing, what you're living by what you're believing and saying. Pastor, that's just too simple. That's just too simple. I mean, like, really, that's just, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. How did you get saved? Is anybody saved in this place? Let me see your hands. Okay, so there's some of them not putting their hands up. Keep your hands up. I only see for the altar call at the end. I'm looking now. Okay, so you're saved. How did you get saved? Did you go to Jesus on the cross 2,000 years ago and say, save me, like the thief on the cross? Were you there? Ooh. Are you sure you weren't there? What does Galatians 2:20 say? I was crucified together with Christ. When was he crucified? 2,000 plus years ago. Were you there? You better say, yeah. You were there. He says he took all of our sin to the cross. He nailed the handwriting of the cross of our sins was nailed to his cross. That was 2,000 years ago. And he says, you've been crucified, Galatians 2:20. I've been crucified together with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So you were there in the spirit. Amen. Amen. You were there. But now how do you get this to become a reality in your life over here now? He says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, if you believe where? In your heart. And you confess with your? What's going to happen? You'll be saved. If you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth, you'll get saved. See, it's twofold. So you have to have a belief in your heart and a belief in your words. I'm telling you now. And the whole thing about speaking this redemptive language, the key to speaking the redemptive language is that it's continually coming out of your mouth. And too often, you see, I'm telling you, when things go wrong, we tend to go with that. The emotions get too high, we tend to go with that. The world says certain things, we tend to go with that. Amen. Come on. You know what's going on. And we tend to be moved by emotions, by our feelings, by the world, what it's saying, by what they say is good, what they say is bad. Stop being moved by any of those things. If you want to cause a revolution and a revelation in your own life, a radical change in your own life, you have to continually, which is the key, continually be speaking the language of redemption. Stop speaking death-filled words. And train your children to not speak death-filled words. You train them from young. Train them from young to say, I'm healed. Train them from young. Amen. So that as they grow up, they're speaking words of life, of life, of life. The redemptive language of Jesus Christ, and you will live. So if it takes me believing and speaking to be saved, that's how I get in heaven. I believe and I speak. Right? That's how I get in heaven. God didn't change it once you're in the kingdom. You still believe and speak. Why would he change it now that you've got in? The most important thing is salvation. Now that you're in heaven or in the kingdom of God, why would he change it so you can just speak or just believe? You've got to believe and speak still. That's how faith operates. You've got to believe with your heart and speak with your mouth. And how do I get my heart to believe? By reading truth. I've had so many lies put inside of me. I don't know about you all, but I've had lie after lie after lie, and I bought into the lie so many times. I mean, really. One lie that you all know, I've mentioned before, is money doesn't grow on trees. My dad was famous at saying that. And then when I grew up and I got a bit of understanding, I thought, but hold on, it does. Because you get the paper from the, it does. So it was a lie I grew up with. I can't afford it. It was another lie. He couldn't afford it. I can. There's a big difference. You guys are looking at me like deer in lights. Okay. Go with me to Ephesians 2. Instead of seeing yourself as a failure, see yourself as God sees you. See yourself as God says you are. See yourself as an overcomer, seated together with Christ in heavenly places. He says already in Ephesians 2:6, you've been seated together with Christ in heavenly places. You're praying from a position of power and strength, not from defeat. You've got to see yourself that way. You are a winner in Christ. That's the truth. You're a winner in Jesus Christ. Outside of Christ, you're a loser. Let's just settle that. But in Christ, you're victorious. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. You are victorious in Christ. You're a loser out of Christ. So if you're in Christ, you should be victorious. In what? In everything. In everything. Amen. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, "For we are God's own handiwork, His workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew." You've been recreated. You've been born again. "That we may do those good works which God predestined or planned beforehand." He predestined the good works for us. "Taking paths which He prepared ahead of time." See, the GPS is set. You've got to just find it now in the Word of God, and He'll take you down that track. Amen? He says, "He prepared ahead of time that we should walk in the good works, living the good life which He prearranged and made ready for us to live." That's in the Bible. Living the good life which He prearranged and made ready for us to live. Now listen, we don't get saved and come to God because we want to live on the high on the hog. And you know, I want money and I want houses and I want this and I want that. No, we're not talking that. Because if that's what you're getting saved for, you're in trouble already. If that's what you're trying to do and earn a living by loving God to make more money, you're in trouble. Amen. It's one of the benefits of being saved. God arranged it all in John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I've come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. And I want abundant life. I don't know about you. I want my children healthy and protected. I want my church protected and healthy, all the members, God's church. I want my finances to be flowing so there's so much I can bless others. I want any business ventures I go into to work. I want all my investments to pay off big. How many of you have any investments? How many of you want to lose? How many of you want your investments to make a good profit for you? Hello? That's the way we are designed. We're supposed to have. You want equity in your house. You want the equity to overtake what you owe. And you want to become debt-free in your house. You want to be debt-free in everything, right? That's living a good life. And God's made it available to all of us, but you've got to change your speaking. Tell your neighbor, say, change your speaking. All right, I'm going to pass that. Well, that's the New Living Translation. "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things He planned for us long ago." Wow. Say this. Say, "I am God's workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus for good works which He prepared beforehand that I should walk in them."
Parents of St. Lucie County, Synergy School of Tomorrow is now enrolling 6th to 12th graders. Your child can earn an associate's degree or vocational certification in pre-med, technology, cosmetology, culinary arts, and more. Synergy Magnet accepts all state scholarships and serves your children the National Food Program. Synergy is a proud sponsor of WCNO Radio. Find out more at synergymagnet.com. That's S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y magnet.com.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.
Welcome.